Let's talk to James Waterhouse, BBC Ukraine correspondent now. And, the tariff stuff very much putting Ukraine into page two or second place in the international news agenda at the moment. James, tell us what's happening in Kyiv today.
Well, today we're told there is a meeting between the military chiefs of France and Britain with the possible involvement of other countries. We're at an off-the-record briefing the other day. Other than that, we know very little. There'll be no media present. We don't know where the location will be for security reasons. But the topic is how they might provide troops to Ukraine after a ceasefire is signed. Mm-hmm. They're still using language like a reassurance force, some kind of capacity to enforce a ceasefire. But the gaping question marks as to whether these two countries are able to provide a sufficient force to police a vast frozen front line, whether America would be there to provide intelligence or airstrikes if the need came, that is still unclear. But I think we're seeing Europe fighting to plug a gap as Russia and the US try to engage with each other directly.
And how is Vladimir Zelensky doing? Because he's having to walk a tightrope, isn't he, between this US and Russia process, which probably isn't the one he would have designed himself, to put it mildly, and then versus the European plan, which so far isn't topmost in the US considerations.
I think he's in a very difficult situation. I mean, if you speak to his allies, we've spoken to some of his advisors, they say, look, this is part of his political journey still, but he has had to transition from wartime figure, wartime leader, to a more nuanced diplomatic role that you would expect from a president of peacetime. His critics say that because of him being propelled to such a stratospheric level in terms of profile, in terms of authority, in times of martial law, in times of Ukraine facing the threat it does, he's increasingly cutting an isolated figure as Russia looks to try and bridge the gap between itself and America. But not all is going against him. I think we're seeing a growing impatience from the US. There are reports there that Donald Trump is being urged to not call Putin until he commits to a ceasefire. We've had Marco Rubio, his Secretary of State in Brussels yesterday, reiterate that America is still committed to NATO. And we know Donald Trump is irritated by the pace of progress. But Russia is saying, its senior envoy was in Washington this week, is saying, look, we can provide technological opportunities to America. We can invest in rare earths in the Arctic. And there are positive dynamics to these talks. But to be honest with you, there is little to no progress. And as far as Ukraine is concerned, Russia is already breaking the proposed ceasefire on striking energy infrastructure sites. That Ukraine is adamant that has been broken almost immediately. So it's a snail's pace at the moment for Zelensky.
Thank you for filling us in this morning. That's James Waterhouse, BBC Ukraine correspondent.